I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
My Keurig brewer from Walmart always comes in super clutch. I got it so I can keep grinding on my paper. You know I'm hitting that deadline. I also got it so I can stay up late to do some exam cramming. And of course, you know I'll be ready to stroll into my morning class, sipping in style. I guess you could say it's a literal lifesaver. Cheers to that. Shop your coffee fuel needs at Walmart.
Number 25, Oliver Miller.
A short rebound, and that one is not short. Oliver Miller and Lindsey Howell reaching in for a steal, and a big O with a power move.
Thank goodness for Oliver Miller. Without him, we would be packing our bags for a long summer vacation.
He is playing fantastic. He's the reason we won this series.
I got booed on draft night, so I wanted to make sure I turned the boos into cheers. And I went out there and I busted my butt. And, you know, I think I gained a little after Mother's Day.
Todd Fuller rolling around with the big O.
Hey, this is Oliver Miller, former Arkansas Razorback, the big O. You're listening to the Morning Rush. Woo! Pig suey, baby.
You know, it's a What's Your Beef Wednesday on the Morning Rush. But nothing to beef about with the guy that we're getting a chance to talk to now. It's Oliver Miller, the big O, former Razorback, the all-time leader in Arkansas basketball and field goal percentage, top 10 in a bunch of other categories. Played in the NBA in nearly a decade. Well, you're in Phoenix right now, man. You got your family down there where you made an impact initially as a rookie in the National Basketball Association. Playing a little golf, fishing a little bit?
I'm doing it all. Right now, it's too hot to golf and fish, but once it cools down and I get my energy back, I'm going to be back out there.
What's the temperature like, Oliver, from living in Fort Worth to Fayetteville? And obviously, you played a little bit in Phoenix, but now how hot does it get in Phoenix, Arizona?
Well, it's just the difference is the dry heat compared to humidity. You know, back in the South, in Arkansas and Texas, you got to take a shower at least every 15 minutes because you're going to go outside, come back inside real sticky and sweaty. I can deal with the dry heat a lot better than humidity.
Talking with Arkansas legend Oliver Miller, and now as of beginning of August, going to be a Southwest Conference Hall of Fame official member. Oliver, my only question is, man, why'd it take this long?
And your guess is as good as mine. I just want to, probably it's all God's timing. Whenever he's ready to do things, he does things his way. But I'm just honored and privileged to be able to finally be inducted. Even though the conference has been shut down for over, 30 years now? I'm honored.
Oliver, you mentioned the conference no longer existing. You were a part of a group that dominated at the tail end of the conference, you, Todd, Lee, and others. And then you guys just kind of sent a welcome message across the bow to not just Kentucky, but the rest of the SEC. What was that transition like for you guys 30-some-odd years ago?
It was a little bit tough transition, traveling to different environments, going to different cities to what we used to 3 years in a row, playing against, you know, different talent. You know, like Coach always said, we all men, we put our pants on the same way. So just go out and do the things that we need to do and what we know we're capable of doing, and that's how we just approach the game.
Oliver's going to be officially inducted to the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame coming up this August. You mentioned Coach there. I know that anytime we have a former Nolan Richardson player on, we got to ask about Coach. What do you remember about what led you to play in Fayetteville, Arkansas?
Being from Texas, I really didn't want to stay in Texas because I knew that every weekend or every opportunity I have a chance to get home, I'd be at home. So I had my two last visits was Oklahoma once they got beat by Kansas in the national championship game. And right after I left from Oklahoma, went straight to Arkansas. But the biggest difference was, you know, Arkansas made me feel at home right away. Even though it was during spring break, not too many students was on campus, but students that were there and run the late Ron Hurey, who was my host, and the late Larry Marks, they showed me around, and a few students that were there, they made me feel like I was already a part of the Razorbacks. Being that, you know, being in SWC, that we would always be coming back to Texas to play, would give my mom and other family members the opportunity to always catch my game. So that was an easy decision for me. So that's why I chose Arkansas.
So you mentioned the aspect of your mom being able to watch a lot of your games being in Texas. With Texas and Oklahoma entering the league, A&M already being a part of it, is it going to be easier, in your opinion, for John Calipari to recruit Texas and Oklahoma kids like, say, it was when Nolan was recruiting you?
It's hard to say these days the way they pair it with the NIL rules. So you never know. Texas is being close to Arkansas, so maybe easy, you know, the way Coach Cal recruits. Hopefully he can get the right athletes in there. And I know he's known for the one-and-done players, but hopefully he can get a couple of guys that said they will be there for at least 2 or 3 years and get us back to being in the top tens and going deep in the NCAA tournament and hopefully bring another national championship. You know, he has a resume of doing things like that. And I just hope that, you know, we just get some kids that will stay at least a couple of years. And the best thing about these things now, we don't have to worry about none of our records being broken because kids will never stand long enough to break them.
I mean, you got that record again, all-time field goal percentage leader at Arkansas. You had a feathery touch. You were a great passer. You had a bunch of, again, top 10 categories. You mentioned Cal there, though, Oliver. I wonder your impressions. What do you think about Coach?
You know, Coach is a good coach, so, you know, he's yet to be seen, and seems like everybody's accepting him and ready for the season and see what he brings. So I just hope that everything goes smooth and, you know, we just do what we need to do.
You mentioned some of the records may be staying where they're at because guys are moving on and stuff. I think about you. I think about your teammate Lee Mayberry and Todd Day, the all-time leading scorer. I think about the guys prior to you, like Ron Brewer. We just had Sidney Moncrief on about a week ago. Marvin Delf, the guys that came after you, of course, Scotty and Corliss. Oliver, you're an Arkansas basketball legend. What could the university and the athletics department do better about incorporating and involving you guys in future years?
What I really want to see right now is Todd hanging up in the Raptors. That's long overdue. You know, he's an all-time leading scorer, and I don't think anybody's going to break that because they're not going to stick around. We got the all-time winning record with 4 years. And I don't think anybody's going to beat those records. So I just hope that, you know, it's just long overdue. I just want to see Todd number and Todd name hanging up in the Raptor with Sidney Moncrief and Corliss. That's my main. I just want to see that hopefully very soon.
You're not the only one, man. I know we've had listeners definitely petition and push for that. When it comes to Arkansas basketball and then really recognizing a legend, it's cool for you to, first thing you mentioned is trying to help out a teammate because I know people have spoken so highly of you, not just at the college level, but the NBA levels. That's pretty cool. You mentioned Todd. I've referenced a few other guys you played with. You were part of a draft class in 92 that had four guys drafted, which is the most ever for Arkansas. Overall, your time in the NBA and with the Razorbacks, Oliver, did you have a favorite teammate?
I play with a lot of great guys. I keep in touch with them with my Toronto days. I keep in touch with Walt Williams, who we played against my freshman year against Maryland. I still keep in touch with Marcus Camby. A lot of these guys, you know, I just keep in touch with on and off. Damon Stoudemire, who's my rookie. But, you know, a lot of these guys are too busy right now to even think about small guys like me. But try to keep in touch and be good friends with most of the guys I play with. But mainly I just keep in touch with Todd and Lee. I know those are my brothers for life. Me and Todd, we always talk on and off a few times a month, and me and Lee talk sometimes on and off. But other than that, you know, those are my brothers. The Arkansas brothers are my brothers for life, mainly the Arkansas teammates.
We're talking again with a legend, Oliver Miller, better known to some as Big O. What's the origin of that nickname, man?
Well, when I was in high school, it started out as, you know, they started calling me Big O, but once I got to Arkansas, it just took over. Of course, of my size, and my name began with Oliver, and my name started with O, and it just took off, and just accepted it. I feel like Oliver was a little nerdy name anyway, so I prefer being called O or Big O anyway, so I just accepted and loved it. I just always felt like, you know, because kids used to make fun of Oliver North or Oliver Twist, and I'm like, ugh. So I just started just after being called Big O or O.
My middle name's Franklin. I can understand where you're coming from a nerdy standpoint. I always thought about the Franklin cartoon TV show of the turtle. I was never a big fan of my middle name. There are so many memories. I mean, we could talk about all the success you guys had in the Southwest Conference, Reunion Arena. People listening to you right now they're going back 30 years, which is awesome. I think about a play you had on Shaquille O'Neal, one of the greatest centers of all time. You blocked him. Guys go to OT. You beat Dale Brown and company. What do you remember about that game and just how it played out?
Well, it was real challenging because, you know, Shaquille O'Neal and one of the all-time centers that I played against. And also Dale Brown, they wanted to accept us coming over and winning the conference. So we had to go through those guys, and it was a real tough challenge. If you know, just look back through my career, I've always accepted the challenges. When I had to go against Arizona, they had 3 7-footers, and had to go against UNLV, and had to go against the Dukes, and, you know, all those guys. I just always accepted the challenges because that's just the mentality coach put in us. Never back down for nobody and always put your best foot forward and play your game. And, you know, I stuck with the game plan and have faith in what coach wanted us to do, have faith in my teammates. And, you know, I knew and it was going to be a tough challenge, but I always stepped up to the challenge and I loved it.
And you had to challenge your rookie year, man. You guys are down 0-2. It's not looking good. Yeah. Coach Westfall says, Oliver, you're up, man. I'm going to start playing you more. You guys get out of that hole against the Lakers, a miraculous run of the finals. You, Charles, and company go up against the greatest basketball player of all time, take him to 6 games. Take us through that season, 93, your initial year, and then what it was like to go up against Michael Jeffrey Jordan on the biggest stage of your career.
Well, coming from a winning program, number one seed in the whole league that year, I didn't want to go down like that. I remember a preseason game, and I don't know if it was Detroit or whoever we played. I made a comment, and I was like, I could see a parade in the future. And they was like, hold on, rookie. We got a long season to go. Once we faced the Lakers and we down 0-2, and, you know, they always say, stay ready. You never know when your name is called. And Paul had faith in me, and I was just a fighter. I didn't want to go down like that. And I just did everything I could to help the team get out of 0-2 and to get back to where we need to get to. And, you know, we made it to the finals, even though we lost against the best player, the GOAT. It was just real. It was a real experience. I really enjoyed my rookie season because never expected. I always watched the finals and watched NBA, and to be able to experience it, and, you know, they had all the champagne T-shirts and hats. I saw our locker room, and to see that and experience it, it was just real. It was just real experience for my young people. For the beginning of my career, and I appreciate it. And next year we went to Western Conference Finals. We didn't make it out, but, you know, I just really enjoyed it.
Yeah, going against Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon is quite a task. Not that facing Michael the year before wasn't, especially your position. That's not the easy.
Yeah, you know, You know, I rank him as the number one center of all time, and then I go Shaq because, you know, Hakeem Olajuwon was a 7-foot player, and he was a three-man in the five-man body. He was so quick and agile, and he had so many great moves. And, you know, anybody that played against would tell you that, you know, they rank him as one of the top centers of all time.
The dream champion.
And, you know, I learned a lot, you know, in my career because I played against a lot of the top 50 players that made the top 50. You know, Patrick Ewing, David Robinson, all those guys, I learned a lot playing against them. And, you know, and playing with Charles Barkley my rookie season, you know, I looked up to him as a – he was my idol because, you know, he was going through pretty much the same thing I was going through. He was overweight, and he did a lot of things that a lot of people, you know, couldn't do.
You got any good Charles Barkley stories? Talking with Oliver Miller, by the way, Arkansas legend.
You can't discuss those on hold. Over the interview, but you know, you know, he was a, you know, when he was on, he was on. And I can remember my second year, we playing against Golden State, and Don Nelson didn't want to double team him, and he had like 30 points in the first half, and I'm like, you know, are you serious? Because it was even hard to double team him and stop him because. You know, he just had the moves, and he's speedy, and he put that big butt to use and did what he had to do.
He was the round mound of rebound, man, Joe Klein.
Yep, that he was.
He's a teammate of yours, teammate of Joe Klein. A couple of Razorback connections that love them some Charles Barkley. Something that you guys had in common and what you're having to go through with the weight struggles. Oliver, I know for you, and I believe this is the first time you've ever shared publicly what you've had to go through recently. For our audience, again, Oliver mentioned he's in Phoenix. He's got family, kids, grandkids in the area. You've also been battling something of your own. Kind of share with what you've been having to go through lately.
Well, back in April, I was diagnosed with stage 3 stomach cancer. May 7th, I started my chemo treatment, and it was a really aggressive treatment I had to go through. And by the grace of God, July 1st, my last chemo treatment, it worked. So, you know, this year has been a double accomplishment for me to get through this illness and to get inducted to the Southwest Conference. So, you know, that'd be part of my speech when I get there, to know that, hey, I've overcome and I'm beating cancer. And, you know, I don't wish this upon nobody, chemo, cancer, and no illness, because it's rough and it could take a big toll on your life. But when you have a good support system and you have strong faith and belief in God, you know, all things are possible. And, you know, I've overcome it. So right now, it's been a week that I've taken my last chemo treatment, and I'm doing pretty good. And, you know, of course, I lost weight, I lost hair, but, you know, I still look good, a little bald, but I'll be all right. I'm going to try my best to, you know, put some more weight on. I'm down to 225 right now.
Wow.
My lowest I've been since high school. So I'm going to try to put on about 30, 40 more pounds and just move on from there and just, you know, use my life as a testimony, because a lot of people don't get through it. But, you know, like I said, by the grace of God and him keeping his healing hand over me, has brought me through.
Can't think of a better way to end it than right there. Oliver Miller, SEC legend, Arkansas Razorback for life, Southwest Conference Hall of Famer, and as you just heard, a cancer survivor. Oliver, thank you so much for joining us this morning, man.
I appreciate you for having me and allowing me to share my story.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you, Tremfya, guselkumab, is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
My Keurig brewer from Walmart always comes in super clutch. I got it so I can keep grinding on my paper. You know I'm hitting that deadline. I also got it so I could stay up late to do some exam cramming. And of course, you know I'll be ready to stroll into my morning class, sipping in style. I guess you could say it's a literal lifesaver. Cheers to that. Shop your coffee fuel needs at Walmart.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down. But when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun, trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store or online today. Ashley, for the love of home.